Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you for being here once again.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I just told Robin right when we started that I am just like so happy Robin's in my life. Like, you know, you acknowledge people that you love. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. And like, right. And we talk to each other all the time, but still, it's good to hear that from your friend. So I appreciate you as well.
Yeah. Thank you. You're kind of like forced to say it. Like, if I say I'm happy you're in my life, you're so
I can't be like, thanks.
You cannot. Wait a minute. I need to see that cup.
My mug?
Oh!
Green Eye Bandits mug.
So, no way.
Yes. I bought this from, she was like a, I don't know. She had like an Instagram page, CC Loves Bravo. I don't know if she's still posting stuff because I don't really like keep up with a lot of stuff. But she like would sell mugs and stuff that have like different Bravo talent. And this is one that she made. I've had this for a few years.
Oh, I love it.
Clearly, this is our season 5. These photos are from our season 5, right? Yeah.
Love. Totally love.
Thanks.
Very cute. Okay, so what is your shady moment?
Yes. Okay, so I'm not giving away tea because Andy Cohen has already announced or has asked people for questions for our reunion.
Yes.
So we will be filming our reunion very soon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, we have to find something to wear. And I'm not going to give up the color or anything like that. But anyway, when I started just looking around for something to wear, I was underwhelmed by what I was finding.
Yeah.
So I came across this really fly, cute design in a different color by a designer overseas.
Okay, nice.
And I ended up making a connection with a local stylist and a local designer here in Baltimore to make me a version of it in the color that we needed in, right? So I was like, okay, so this is a whole custom design, you know, so we're doing a little custom thing from scratch.
Okay.
The shady part is like, why would I do this to myself? Why?
Okay, wait. How long have you been working on it? Like, how long have you been in the process?
This is all the shady part. I have been to Baltimore to the factory, the studio, like maybe 6 times.
What?
I'm going today after we finish, and I probably have one more time to go. And I am like, how? I am the biggest homebody, I want to stay on my couch. I don't want to leave my house for nothing. Why did I do this to myself? Every day, I'm like,
why do they need to see you 100 times? Like, I don't understand that part.
Because it's not just a simple dress. Okay. So I don't want to give it up or whatever. So it's not just a simple dress. So it's not just a simple design. So it's like you go, okay. And then it's so crazy. It's like the process has had me wanting to abort because, you know, when you you go, they take your measurements and okay, this is the sketch. This is what is the drawing. And then you're like, okay, we want to, come and try it on. And you go, you try it on. You're like, oh my God, this looks crazy. Like this, this don't fit. And
ain't it?
I'm just like abort, and it's like no, you got to trust the process. So then you go back the next time, and they make adjustments, and then, because they make it's really a process to get, because they have to make the pattern and cut it and fit it, and then you come in and they tweak and they pull and okay, it needs to be tighter here, it needs to do this, blah blah blah. So then they do that again, and then they add different things and.
I can't wait.
Yeah. It's going to be so yesterday I went and I was like, okay, it's coming together. Like I see it. It looks, we getting there. I see it. But I really was like, oh my gosh, why did I do this? I started looking for backup dresses. Like I was just like, no. But I have been down there in the past couple weeks, 6 times. I'm going again today. I probably have to go one more time. It's a process. And then of course, I'm, sorry guys to mention this, but I'm on my period. So just,
I'm holding my side. My side hurts.
What did you say?
Robin, okay. So are you going to be on your period while we're filming the reunion?
Thank goodness. No, no.
Okay. Thank God. That's a good thing.
But think about for someone like me who has really rough time with their period, your body temperature goes up. You're standing there and you've got 4 people poking and prodding and pulling on you. And I'm starting to sweat. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, why did I do this to myself?
All the things. Bad.
So I'm just right now having just a shady ass just week. I did it to myself. I have no one to blame but myself.
You know what? I talked to somewhere in the initial process. I talked to Ashley and she was telling me, because she's getting her dress made. Okay, first of all, my dress is being made, okay?
Yeah.
Because I can't do that to myself. So she was telling me the process and flying to Atlanta and coming back and forth. And I said, you know what? Giselle has been through a lot. 2023 has been a lot for me, okay? So what I'm not going to do is just stress myself out with this. So I have my dress. I am excited about it. I have all my accessories. I have talked to Cal about my hair. I am done.
Oh, good. Good.
Done.
Okay.
I actually, because I stopped eating sugar because of the reunion for a little while. So my body is, a little smaller. And so I did ask my guy to get me a smaller size. And he was like, sure. But then I was like, you know what? I don't want to be so tight in it.
Yeah.
That I'm just let me just go with the bigger size and be comfortable.
Yeah. And you could pull it in maybe or something. Yeah.
I could take it to my guy to have it altered. Guess what? I'm not doing that either.
Right.
It's a perfect fit and I'm done with it. Just done.
I know. But this process is I've had to move appointments. I was supposed to go renew my driver's license. I had to just push that into March, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to push. I'm going to reschedule that into after the reunion because they'll be like, oh, can you come at 1? Can you come at 4? Like, and then I have, you know, my kids and games and, you know, I got to look, I got to get my hair done. I got to get my color done. I got to get.
We gotta get the hair together. We gotta
all
get all the things.
Nails, all of it. I'm like, oh my God, why did I do this? But I'm hoping in the end it will be worth it. And it I'll will. Be like, okay, you know, I'll do it again if I need to, but.
No, woo. It'll definitely be worth it. Okay, so my shady moment is, I think like GPS or the powers that be, the people, whoever handles navigation out here, they changed the algorithm. Or something happened. No one can find my house anymore. Like, no one.
What?
It takes behind my house. So DoorDash, car services, everything. Nobody, I have to call the people. I've got to walk them through. People what? Are leaving food at my, not my neighbor's house, at a house that's on the other side, like the back of my house. Like there's yeah. a street back there. Like they just leave my food over there. What? So I'm like pissed. Whoever changed this shit, like change it back. Because no
happening?
One can find me.
That's so weird.
I don't know.
I'm like, let me put your address in and see what happens.
It goes to, it skips my street and it goes straight. So that make you go straight all the way down. And there's houses back there. And
have you looked people, up? Have you looked up the?
No, Robin, let me tell you what happened. One day I ordered DoorDash for my kids. I went out, I came back and I watched the guy drive past my street. And down the road, I turn my car around. I'm following him. So I'm like, dude, you passed my street. He's like, that's not what my navigation. My navigation. What's happening? So yeah, I'm gonna need the navigation gods to fix it.
Okay. Well, mine is telling me the right way to go.
Does it tell you to turn on my street?
Uh-huh. Turn left.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well.
So I don't know what you're using.
DoorDash and Ubers.
Yeah, maybe they're using. I'm maybe look up using Waze. I don't know. But yeah, it's.
So I don't know.
Apple Maps is fine.
Okay. Another problem that I'm having, because I just need to get into it because I got a lot on my heart. I got a lot on my yeah. spirit. So, and I know that this has been discussed, but by other people, by other outlets, this has been discussed. So by the time y'all hear us discuss it, you know, it's a little late. We're a little late to the game and it's okay.
Yeah.
But we need to talk about Bethany freaking Frankel. Okay.
Okay.
So we all know Kelly Rowland went to Today Show. She wasn't happy with her accommodations. She left.
Right.
Okay. Grammy winning recording artist of 30 years, actress, beautiful queen, Kelly Rowland. Let's start there.
Right.
Okay. Insiders say that J-Lo had not vacated the real dressing room. And so like they put Kelly somewhere else.
Right.
Kelly, I'm sure, has been to Today Show a million times. She know the difference. She know what was
mm-hmm.
I have been on shows. For instance, when I was on Kelly and Mark, there was somebody coming behind me. So mm-hmm. the producer was kind of like, and I had to change my clothes because I think I was going home. And they were kind of like, they were telling me to hurry up. And yeah. I got it. I understood. Like I wasn't trying to make anybody else uncomfortable. I understand guests are coming in. They only have right. a certain amount of dressing room. They got to move people out. I get that.
Right.
So maybe J-Lo's people were not moving as fast. Who knows? Not right. the point. Because Kelly came and she was not treated like the queen that she should be treated.
Mm-hmm.
She left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we know we have not heard in 30 years a diva Kelly Rowland right. moment. Have
no.
we?
No. She seems to have a very sweet spirit. Very kind,
yes.
very, you know, just gracious, all of that.
All the things. Bethany Frankel. I was a Bethany Frankel fan when she said out her mouth, she was going to get some housewives, they royalties.
Right.
Okay. I'm down with you, Bethany. Go right. and get my royalties, okay? So right. you can, this is be generational wealth. Thank you. Go and get it. But then you opened your mouth and said, and you tried to compare yourself to Kelly Rowland.
Like, right.
You're saying, oh, well, when I went on a Today Show and I hosted with Hoda, like they just gave me a janitor's closet. And I was like totally fine with that because right. I mean, you know, that's just how it is. That's just how it is. How dare Kelly Rowland? Like, I mean, what are you, a diva?
No, Bethany, right. You need to shut the F up. That's what you need to do.
Right. Bethany, you're happy to be there. Kelly can be in LA doing something else fabulous. She doesn't have to be there.
Yeah, Kelly can be home, chilling. Yeah. Kelly can be the today show.
And even the other thing is, Bethany, you live in New York. So you probably got dressed at home and then you showed up, you know, to the studio and just, you know, were okay with a holding room or whatever. Kelly lives in LA. Like, that's not her home. So she wants to be somewhere she wants to be comfortable.
And she probably was bringing in multiple wardrobe options. She's probably was bringing in a stylist, your hair, your makeup. We know the deal. Like, give her, allow her to feel comfortable. She's hosting the hour. She's just not coming in to interview. She's hosting the hour. So Bethany, what you're not going to do is ever, especially not in Black History Month, compare yourself to a beautiful Black queen called Kelly Rowland. That's what you're not going to do. Put some respect on her name.
Right.
Because it's Black History Month. So put some respect on Kelly's name.
Yeah. Like, why does she even find it necessary to comment on that? To even, you know,
I don't know.
Talk about it. Girls, stop. Worry about Scandoval. Oh my God. Speaking of.
Wait a minute. Worry about Scandoval and worry about getting me my royalties. Run me my royalties check. Okay. Work on that. And you better leave Kelly Rowland alone. As a matter of fact, you owe her an apology, Bethany.
Right. Oh my God. Absolutely.
And the next time you want to talk about Kelly Rowland, the beautiful queen that she is, put some makeup on. Stop coming on IG with no makeup on, looking like a ghost. Like, you look, I mean, you just look washed out. Like, make yourself look pretty. Right. Okay? I'm done. I'm done. We're going
to. You had it. Okay. Okay.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with The Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, but let's get to Tom Sandoval. What in the what?
Oh my gosh. I mean, talk about being, is he a narcissist? Is he out of touch? Is it ego that big that he compared the media attention that Sandoval got to O.J. Simpson murdering people or the police murdering George Floyd in broad daylight?
Yes, he did.
Compared to that?
He did. Like, first of all, guys, I keep trying to tell you, we still in Black History Month. Stop talking about Black people. Don't bring up OJ. Don't bring up George Floyd. Stop it.
Well, he might have done that interview months prior, before Black History Month, because it was an interview. Okay, wait, I have to pause really quick. Juan is in our exercise room, which is right beneath me.
Yeah.
Working out, and I don't know what exercise he is doing, so I don't know if this is coming through on the microphone, but he
can't hear anything.
Oh my god, he is like so if y'all can hear that through my microphone.
Wait, is he exercising downstairs because he still hasn't been let back into the gym?
Yes. And that, look, if he's making these noises, he don't need to be let back in the gym.
Because what is he doing when he's in the gym? Because he's going to be scaring people, okay?
Oh, my gosh. All right, so I'm not going to, you know, be like, oh, he made this comment statement during Black History Month. I mean, clearly, I'm pretty sure he doesn't know when Black History Month is. So that, like, yes. I'm not even, whatever. But how do you compare Sandoval, which was just an affair between your, you know, with your girlfriend's best friend, to the O.J. Simpson drama and the George Floyd murder, like
murder thing. Which, by the way, the George Floyd murder sparked the whole Black Lives Matter movement. There was millions of people protesting across the world,
right?
But you want to compare your little cheating scandal to that? Boy, shut up.
Yeah. That was bad. He did issue an apology. Did you see that?
Oh, he did?
Yeah, like he put something in his story.
Okay. okay, guys, I'm at a hotel and the maid was knocking on the door and, you know, she's going to have to come back. Anyway, so I saw Tom Schwartz last night, Robin.
Oh.
And I, because, you know, we lumped them together. They lumped me and you together. We lumped the Toms together.
Yeah.
I felt like saying something to him. Like, tell your way that he's doing the most.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me just let Schwartz breathe. He don't need all this drama in his life. And he cannot control what Sandoval says out of his mouth.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I mean, he's probably just like, please stop. Like, I don't. So he wasn't asked about it on when he was on Watch What Happens Live?
I don't know. I left. Like, he was coming in behind me. So we just chatted. Actually, we took pictures. We had a good old time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to see if I can see his apology, but he feels like apparently he feels like an idiot.
Okay. Well, we can move on. We're done with the Bravo world. Well, actually, Bethany ain't even in the Bravo world anymore. So, but we done.
If she's able to get some residuals, she's, you know, welcome. Yeah,
listen, stay in that lane, Bethany. Stay in the Get My Housewives residual lane.
Right.
Okay. No more commentary on people that you have no business comparing yourself to.
Right.
The end.
I mean, that's like, it's almost like Bethany and Tom Sandoval are kind of all on the same plane. Like, they really, their head is super big to the point where they think they can compare themselves to people or events that are far more significant than them.
Yeah. And I think maybe they should date each other. They're both single. They should date each other.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. Okay, because Juan is downstairs grunting right now, I had a question.
Yeah.
Because I've seen on the Insta all of these women getting their dude's face tattooed on their face. And I'm just wondering, have you ever thought about getting Juan's face tattooed on your face?
On my face? Hell no.
On your forehead.
Who did that? Chris Ann?
There's another girl that did it too. I think it's two.
They both put blue face on their face? Put the same guy?
No. There's another girl that put her dude, who was somebody else, on her face.
Hell no. These young people are different these days. Like, so different.
Okay. Juan's face on your leg.
Hell no. Face is not going anywhere on my body. I'm not putting it on my ass. I'm not putting it on the palm of my hands. I'm not. Like, no one. So,
okay, all right, yeah. Juan, we got it. What? No, go ahead.
Juan has his mother on his chest.
Oh, nice.
Nice. But it's kind of problematic when you're intimate.
So you really making love to his mama? Wait a minute. What is his mom's name?
Juanita.
Juanita?
Yes.
No. So you're like, Juanita. This is terrible.
Yes, it's problematic. I'm just like, no. Like, okay. I tend to, you know, favor the other side. I'm just like, I can't.
Or maybe he can put on like a little t-shirt while y'all are getting it in. To cover it up.
I mean, it's been a long time. It's me, Juan, and Juanita in the bed.
That is a problem.
Yes.
Okay. We got to circle back to the Bravo world just for a second because we got to talk about the fact that Portia Williams Gobadia is coming back to the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Woo,
woo, woo, woo. Like, tell me a show that. I mean, like, Atlanta needs Portia. I think, you know, I think this is a great situation. I think she's going to revive Atlanta back to its glory, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think sometimes you don't really know what you have until it's gone, and I think her absence definitely stood out because she has, you know, she brought, like, the comedic factor. She brought, oh, my God, now he's singing. Okay, she brought... Can you hear it?
Yes, I can hear Juan, whatever he's doing. Okay. Yes.
Singing, not like Kanye. So she brought like the comedic factor. She brought a silliness and a lightheartedness. And I think, you know, we as viewers like definitely missed seeing that. And then she's had a lot of change in her life. And so it'd be good to catch up with her and what's going on in her life and see where she's now. I mean, just although the timing.
I know. You know what's so crazy? I did take Watch What Happens Live, and Andy did ask me about, we talked to someone, a caller called in and asked me, you know, did I know Portia was coming back and all that? And we talked about that. And then he said, you know, what do you think about, you know, Simon's legal troubles right now? Right. And I was like, well, Andy, I'm not an immigration lawyer. And he was like, you're not? Really?
I mean, did you have to tell us that?
I was just saying, like, I don't know the ins and outs of the immigration world. However, you know, they are married. He's married to an American. So that's got to count for something.
Really? Okay. That was a very PC answer. I just think it's like so not coincidental that she announces she's coming back and then to Atlanta and then less than a week later, maybe we see all the news about her husband's legal trouble with the immigration department, law, whatever. I don't know. I don't think that's a coincidence.
I don't either. I think there's trolls out there that be trolling and decided to put all this out there. So we're going
to create a storyline before they even start filming.
Well, secretly, I was like thinking to myself, well, this is a producer's wet dream.
Right.
And maybe Portia should go to an immigration lawyer's office and be like, now explain this to me. Because I don't understand.
That would be good. That would be good. Right. Just speak in general. What does all this mean? What does this mean for me?
I don't know.
Or she could do like the typical housewife thing that we see. Oh, it's a legal matter. I can't talk about it.
She probably, let's keep it real. All this has nothing to do with her. Like, this is all his stuff.
But it does. If her husband has to be deported, then it has something to do with her. It's not, you know, of course she's not liable for anything or she's not in trouble, but it absolutely has something to do with her.
Yes. Okay. Well, we're gonna wish them the best. They're gonna work that out.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, Robin, I know that you have a tendency to be a hater. I know this already.
Okay? Oh, you know, I'm gonna hate. I'm already hating. I know what you're gonna say. I'm gonna say it before you say it.
No, because I have ordered my cowboy hat.
Nope. See,
my belt, this is my two step. Okay.
Do-si-do, do-si-do over there. No.
Yes, we are.
No. No. Listen.
Rob, stop being a hater. Okay. Beyonce, number one on the country charts. She is number one.
Which is messed up. You know why? There are other accomplished, I don't want to say it's messed up, but there are other, it's unfortunate. Because there are other very successful, accomplished Black female country artists that have never achieved that, and they have been in that genre for years. What's her name?
They're not as good as Beyonce. They're not as good.
And it's so weird. Like, they're highly acclaimed. What's her name? Mickey Guyton? Do you know what I'm talking about?
We like her. Her name not Beyonce. Okay.
I mean,
hate her.
Listen, I opened Instagram one day. And all of a sudden, I saw all these Black people wearing cowboy hats, cowboy boots, and do-si-do-in all over the timeline. And I said, what? I said, no, we're not doing this. We are not.
Listen, Beehive, come for Robin. Well, come for me. I'm doing it. I'm getting ready. I'm learning my two-step. You don't have to worry.
So you enjoy the song?
Yes. This is Texas and you can't hold them. Something like that. Listen.
If Taylor Swift was singing it, would you enjoy the song?
I don't really. I'm a halfway Swiftie. I don't listen to all her stuff. But I'm going to give Taylor the respect and we're going to get to Taylor in a minute. I'm going to give her all the respect of liking, potentially, and listening to her music. What I'm not going to do, Robin Dixon, is be mad at a woman who wants to go into an industry that she has not been in before and hate on her. No, I am going to celebrate the queen bee because she has been able to knock through doors. And guess what? There are going to be other Black women that are able to come behind her. Thank you, Beyonce. Thank you.
Now, I am not hating on Beyonce. I'm actually hating on all of the people who all of a sudden are country music fans and they're do-si-do-ing with their cowboy hats and their cowboy boots, boots, knowing they don't like country music. Okay? Just stop. Stop pretending. Stop pretending. Stop saying, oh my gosh, I love this song. It's so great. All of a sudden. Just stop. Like, okay, if Beyonce wants to make country music, it's understandable. Number one, she's from Texas.
Yeah.
It's in her roots. I get it. But just because she's making country music, that doesn't mean I'm going to listen to her country music.
Mm. Okay. Moving on, now that you brought up Taylor. So, you know, everybody saw the nonsense that happened.
Let me tell this man to be quiet. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Jeez.
Oh, you're texting him?
Do you mind whispering your song? Because we're recording a podcast right now and I can hear everything. Oh, okay. All right, you sound very good, but okay. All right, thank you. All right, bye.
So, you know, Taylor Swift did not go to the Kansas parade, which turned into, unfortunately, it turned into madness and people got hurt and shooting. One lady got lost her life, and that's really sad. And we're praying for her family. But Taylor donated money to the victims.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to Taylor. Kudos to Travis. I hope they make it. I do want to talk about the fact that if this were in Baltimore and this happened after the Ravens won the Super Bowl, how fast would they have called the National Guard? I'm just saying. Oh, how fast?
Okay, I'm like, what would Taylor have to do with it if it was in Baltimore?
Okay. Yeah, but something to do with okay, I had moved away from Kansas.
Okay.
They would have called the National Guard in 14 seconds.
Well, the National Guard would have already been there waiting.
True.
They would have been like, we're ready.
And I keep saying this is Black History Month. Leave us alone. Leave us alone.
I know.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky, smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher.
I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am actually super happy for Travis and Taylor because with all the scrutiny and the pressure that they're getting, that we know that they're getting, mm-hmm. right? They still seem to be able to like make it and make it about themselves as opposed to the outside noise.
Yeah.
So it's hard to do.
I wonder how much she blocks outside noise out because I feel like he has a podcast with his brother and
yeah.
They talk about the attention and, you know, all of this stuff. And so clearly he's aware of the outside noise. But I wonder if, you know, being someone like Taylor, if she has to kind of exist in a bubble a little bit, you know? And
well, I think she's used to it, right? Yeah. So she knows how to navigate her world around it. And yeah. I think that what Travis didn't understand was that world. He understands it now because he's in it. Right. That he had to move out of a brand new house the day after he moved in there. Like, how crazy is that? But I think that there's a respect there because, you know, like any man who sees like, wow, you really have to, the star power.
Yeah.
And what comes along with that? I think he has a lot of respect for her. And I think that it takes a man like a Travis to understand a Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's along for the ride. I think he's enjoying the ride and enjoying the attention, and but not in a thirsty type of way. I mean, because he clearly has his own career and can get almost any woman he wants. So, but I think he's that's a very unique experience to be dating a megastar. And you know, I just want to say, I know I've kind of talked about Taylor Swift, like I don't understand the hype because I don't really know her music and all of that. And I've kind of figured it out. It's like, okay, I think, you know, she appeals to most of America. You know, she, when most of America looks at her, they can relate to her. She's, you know, because she's not over the top glamorous. She seems self-deprecating, or she seems humble. Yes. And I think that's what people see. Like, they look at her and they're like, oh, that's like, you know, my little sister, my big sister, my daughter, whatever. And that really appeals to them. That's kind of what I have taken away from this whole situation. Because at first, I'm like, I don't understand. I don't understand the hype, the attention, why we care, why we have to see her 50 times, you know, when we're watching the game. But I get it. It's she appeals to what most of America looks like.
You're right. And she's like most of middle America.
Yeah.
Like, she's middle America, girl next door. And I think there's something to be said. And from what I understand, she has like written all of her music, you know, all of her stories are very relatable to her demographic.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I get
and it. She started in country music, which is like the biggest genre in America.
Oh, so she could go from country to pop, but Beyonce can't go from pop to country. Really, really, Robin, that's what we're doing.
Listen, do I listen to Taylor Swift? Am I all of a sudden listening to Taylor Swift? No. It worked for her, so I guess it can work for Beyonce. But I'm just saying, all of these, anyone that all of a sudden is interested in country music is, y'all lying and you fake and you phony. Okay, stop. I always felt like J-Lo did like so much, you know, in her business, entertainment. She would always have a movie coming out. She has albums coming out. She does fashion. She does, you know, all her little, her products that she pushes. She would be a judge on
the dance show.
All of, you know what I'm saying? She like always just was doing so much. And it was like, oh my gosh, how are you doing so much? Like, Beyonce is up there with J-Lo as far as, how do you have time to do all this? How do you go on a whole world tour and shortly after, you know, and you're making country music while you're, clearly had to have been making it while she's on tour or preparing for it. You're developing a hair care line. I mean, it's...
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot. And I'm like, wow. And it just makes me question, like, when is enough enough for those people? Like, what do they want? Like, what does Beyonce want out of this hair care line?
Why do they have to stop? Why do they have
They don't, but I'm just wondering, like, what makes them... I would just think, okay, you on a world tour, you got all this music going on. Like, how do you have time to do?
Because they get off their couch.
A hair care line. No,
they get off,
stay off their couch. They want, like, where is their couch time? Where?
They don't need couch time, okay? They don't need couch time.
But that worries me. I'm just like, how do you not have, like, where's your quiet time? Where's your time to yourself?
Okay, well, I'm sure she gets it in. I'm sure she gets it in. But, like, I don't, for Beyonce, I don't ever want her to be limited to enough is enough. When is enough enough? Enough is enough when she says it is. Like, I want her to live out all your dreams. If one of your dreams is a hair care line, girl, do it. If one of your dreams is to chart on country music, girl, do it. Like, I think that we should not limit ourselves. We should be able to do all.
No, I don't think anyone should limit. It's just very impressive. I've always been extremely impressed with J-Lo and her work ethic and how she stays busy. And now I feel like Beyonce is like on her heels with that.
I mean, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the hair care line, I'm like, do people look at like what Rihanna has been able to do with Fenty and are thinking like, okay, I want something that I can segue, you know, like if I decide to give up music, I have this hair care line, which I think I'm interested in seeing the products.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to use it, try it, be all up in it. I think that Fenty is inspiring for sure.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if Rihanna wants to touch music again, she will because she wants to, not because she has to.
Because she needs to. Right.
Yeah.
If Beyonce's hair care line is successful, that's something you can, you know, create generational wealth for your family. Not that her family doesn't have generational wealth, but like that's something that her children could choose to work for if they don't have interest in being a musician or they don't have a talent. Like you're setting up an actual business that your children can work for and take over and run and all of that type of stuff.
Yes.
I mean, I do want to say, remember the last time we talked about Beyonce's hair care line, I was saying like, okay, you know, I'm not hating on the hair care line, but it's like, let's see your natural hair a little bit more so that.
Listen, I'll let you and Beyonce sit down and talk because Beyonce hateration is intense.
I'm not hating on, I'm just saying, I know that Beyonce has beautiful hair. And so okay. What I'm saying is if you're promoting a hair care line because these products or these formulations have worked on your hair, well, let us see it. And she heard me.
Yeah. No, right. The Essence Magazine. Yes. Right.
So she did an Essence Magazine spread and there's a few pictures where we can see her beautiful natural hair. And then I thought like, while you're promoting this country album, she should wear her natural hair. Like her curls.
Maybe she might.
Her curls
stylist.
Fit the natural country music look and all of that. Throw your cowboy hat on top of your long, beautiful curls, natural curls. And then it makes sense.
Give her a beat. Just give her a minute.
Yeah.
See, all this judgment.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying it would be nice. Okay, if you want to promote your hair care line, it would be nice for us to see your beautiful natural hair. How is that hating?
Okay, that's not hating. Okay, fine. We're moving on.
One more thing. She had a party, like a launch party recently, and I believe she took that platinum wig off, thankfully. And she wore her natural hair.
Yes, she did. For Robin. She did it for Robin.
Yeah, to prove me right.
Okay. So there's a company in China that is making its workers run 2 miles every day if they want to get a bonus, a better bonus.
Okay.
2 miles a day. So I was thinking that we should implement that in the Real Housewives of Potomac. Before we get a microphone put on our back, right?
Uh-huh.
We get mic'd up.
Uh-huh.
We should run 2 miles.
Why?
I think we'd have better conversations with each other.
No, we would not. We'd be mad because we sweated our hair out. What?
We would have better conversations. We'd be like, okay, we got to have a real conversation because I'm tired and I'm thirsty and my hair look crazy and my makeup has run down my face. Can you imagine? That would be, or at least we could do like, what do you call this thing? Like Orange Theory. Like we could do it.
You sound insane. Nobody is doing that.
If they said to me, Giselle, you're going to get like a million bonus.
Okay.
If you just run,
well,
you're 2 miles before every scene. You know how fast I'd be running down the street? Well,
yes. Okay. If they say that, then we're going to get a bonus for running 2 miles.
They're getting bonuses because they're running. Okay. And we will all be physically fit. I'm down for it. I'm going to tell that to the powers that be. A mile for every bonus million.
Okay. Why is the, so,
because in China, they want their employees to be healthy, more mentally and physically fit. I'm here for it.
Right. Cause
sometimes I be talking to these ladies on the show and their mind is not clicking where my mind is. So I don't need for y'all to get, you know, your mind right.
Okay. All right. Well, you present that to them and see what they say.
I promise you it would make me a stop lying. Okay.
Yeah.
Cause yes, listen, we would have to run the lie out of her. Okay.
Oh my God. She would have forgotten it. She would have forgotten all of it.
We love you, Mia. We love you. All right, we gotta get out of here. Cause like Yes, we gotta get out of here. We love y'all so much. Thank you for being, you know, just faithful to Reasonably Shady. I mean, I wasn't even shady today. I think the Shady Award goes to Robin today.
I wasn't being shady.
I was very reasonable. Rob was very shady. Don't forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both. Bye.
Bye.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.